Blog Talk Radio.
Festival 2020. Hey, 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 hey. What a celebration we are about to partake in a September to remember and an October like no other. I am so hyped because today's premiere on September 28th. Today is Sharon Mae King. She is the CEO of Sharon King Worldwide. Now, if you are just tuning in, you can go online to blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. If you're online and you need to hang up, From your computer, you can dial in 347-539-5285. And I want to give it up once again to all of our sponsors, our listeners, and everyone who follows Tribe Family Channel. We're on Twitter at Tribe Family US, or we are on Facebook at TribeFamilyChannel.com. Our studio is blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. So now a little bit about Sharon Mae King. She is the founder and CEO of SharonKingWorldwide.com, headquartered in Los Angeles, California. In 2012, she authored her memoirs entitled This Is My Introduction From Me to You. Remember me? Before working in the public relations department at Same City Magazine, she was a professional actress in New York City, where she developed an extensive portfolio. She is a successful author, actress, producer, director, businesswoman, and speaker. So her biggest joy, though, comes from being a mother, and we know how dear motherhood is to the women that are bearers of such beauty and joy, gifted from God Himself. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, on the premiere of Tribe Family Channel's Literary Festival 2020, hey, yes. This will be an a September to remember and an October like no other. So sit back, relax, and get ready to enjoy the gems. Hello, Queen Sharon Mae King. How are you?
I am so blessed. Thank you so much for asking. And yourself?
I am blessed, you know, in the scheme of things, for us to be in an innovative state of mind. It can only be by sheer blessing. So I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and we have a lot to talk about. I want to thank Mr. Elliot J. Howard for bringing us back together, J. Elliot Howard, for bringing our two energies back together. We know that you will be on his show, Millennial Money Management, and when you and I reconnected, it was like, okay, we've seen each other rocking before, so let's do this. So I've watched you from way back, you've watched me from way back, and we've celebrated each other, but we've never had an opportunity like this to come together. So I'm thankful for that and for your continued connections, the people who you will bring on this platform. So congratulations to you for expanding your brand and bringing others to Tribe Family Channel Literary Festival 2020. My question to get this kicked off and started with you, Queen, is when were you bitten and smitten by that writer's bug?
You know, I am so happy about being an author and writing. I'm extremely happy. And so putting things together, writing children's books currently, is extremely fun. It's important. I love what I do.
And so when were you bitten by that literary bug? Take us back to the beginning of your journey.
I would say back in 2010. I started writing back in 2010. I was in New York then, before I came to California. And I start writing, and I used to mentor women back then in New York at a homeless shelter at the Carlton House. And they was like, Sharon, you have to write this book. You have to write this book. And I wrote my first book. It took me forever to write the book because, you know, as an author, you don't realize that you don't have to edit every sentence that you write. You just, and I kept on editing and going back and deleting. And one day I was like, you know what, I'm just going to write. And I wrote the book. and it got published in 2012.
Wow, congratulations. I've got a little bug
in
my throat. We're going to go to a commercial.
Poet and author J. Elliot Howard presents Rewritten Lives. This collection of poems is thought-provoking and encouraging for all readers. Howard's poetry anthology are reminders of his experiences through his life journey. He unleashes his profound emotions through poetic verse. Rewritten Lives teaches life lessons while exploring the author's view on human emotion, behavior, and gestures such as saying goodbye, having conversations, moving on, beginnings, dark moments, and much more. Rewritten has received over 22 impressive reviews. Howard shares his dreams and hopes to those who are willing to listen. Now available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Now, Sharon, that's the hand that I would have tried to give you before my throat got a bug in it. I don't know what happened, but hopefully with God, I will make it through. So 10 years now, you have been writing. Indeed, indeed. And I am out here in the country. I may have to go get a teaspoon of honey because that usually does the trick.
Yes.
But now you, so from what you said, you've been writing for 10 years and mentoring women who in turn would encourage you that, hey, you've got to write this book. Isn't that amazing how stories unfold where, if anything, you would be, you know, thinking that, hey, they have amazing stories as well to write because they're coming out of there, okay? And you're mentoring them and they're encouraging you. And so, you know, you just never know who you'll run into and what they'll become in your life. Now, we are definitely going to go ahead and take a longer commercial while I get my voice back on track. I'll be right back after this.
Greetings, my people. Power up. This is Stephen Hutchinson of Financial Intelligence. I have a company called Power Tax, and in Power Tax, we do your taxes expertly and accurately, but we also answer your questions to help you understand what's going on within your tax return. And the result of that is that your financial intelligence shall multiply. Your financial literacy will increase. So reach out. We do tax returns for all 50 states. Consequently, you do not have to come to my office, but you can reach out to us at PowerTax.com. That's PowerTax with two X's, PowerTax.com. Or you can reach us at 610-955-6508. That's 610-955-6508. I implore to you, don't go to strangers. Reach out to PowerTax. And remember, be powerful.
All right, now we are back live on Tribe Family Channel. I'm Beverly Black, and I am the host of this premier literary festival 2020, a September to remember and an October like no other. Now, if you're ever on the radio or doing any speaking, and if you encounter what I just encountered, hey, the best thing to do is to go consume a teaspoon of honey. Now, when I got to the cabinet, Sharon, I didn't even look for a teaspoon, girl. I just poured it right on down my throat, okay? I'm going to be real with you, okay? I didn't have time for a spoon, okay? That's just another unnecessary step. But as you can see, I'm stepping right on back into the building. It's Queen B, y'all, Beverly Black, and my guest is Sharon May King, the CEO of SharonKingWorldwide.com. So now, in your 10-year
journey from the genesis of when you were writing in New York and mentoring women. What types of stories unfolded? Were they about the experience mentoring them at the shelter, or was it about you in particular, being that it says that you author your memoirs, but did it interplay into the lives of the women that you were mentoring?
You know what? It was a combination of both. It was a combination mm-hmm. of both. And the reason why it was a combination of both, because sometimes in order for you to mentor someone, you have to be at their level. And some of the things they went through, I went through. So I understood. You know, we had empath towards each other. But mm-hmm. sometimes in the midst of those, some are strong and some are weak. So therefore, by the grace of God, I was on the strong side. And, you know, I have my weak moments. But in mentoring, it was so deep, it was so compassionate, and it was so intimate, because here we are opening up to each other, strangers, about what mm-hmm. they've been through. Some of the women have been raped. Some of them were in protection. Some of them had miscarriage. Some of them had, you know, domestic abuse. It was a variety of so many things.
A full spectrum.
And it's a full spectrum, and therefore, sometimes you need that outlet. And, you know, I went to therapy. I went to counseling, and I'm good now. If you're not with people that does not understand what you have been through, you're going to be labeled mm-hmm. as crazy, or you have too many issues. And therefore, you will never get the help. Because people are not looking to help you like that. They're looking to see what's wrong with you, and then we have our gossip crew. It's rare when you find genuine, sincere people that are willing to listen and help you. Not everybody in your circle are there to help you. And therefore, it was by the grace of God that we were able to connect. You know, I believe in connection. We're always at the right place at the right time, and nothing happened by accident. And with my knowledge and my experience and what they have been through, a combination together, we're able to talk, we're able to pray, we're able to speak. And, you know, as I think about it now, most of them looked up to me, and I was dying inside because I didn't have somebody to look up to as strong as both of the combination together, if that makes sense. So, therefore, you go through a lot. Mm-hmm. You go through a lot in life, and you have to be able to embrace what you have been through without it being a secret, without being ashamed of what has happened to you or what you went through in life. That is a part of your journey. Certain things happen in your life that you have no control over. There's nothing to be ashamed of. This is what I've been through. This is the help that I received, and this is where I am now. And I'm happy. I'm in a happy place right now. I'm not perfect. I have problems like everybody else. But I'm in a happy place right now because I choose to be in a happy place right now.
You know, amen, that is a mouthful, and nothing but gems, again, because the one thing about when you are mentoring someone or just in your daily interactions, the one thing that people can relate to is if you are transparent enough to be vulnerable and be open, where you're not shielding that. Because my thing as a quotologist is everyone is hurting and healing from something. And so if we can't both vibe on a human level where we understand that, hey, we're both going through something. Life is like that. No one is going to be dealt a perfect hand. So we have to give each other space to have different emotions and to not know what I am going through. You may not know what I'm going through. I may not know what you're going through. But just know that everyone is going through something, and you give people the space to be open and vulnerable and come together in these types of interactions, such as the mentoring and the journey that you set your memoirs to, that interplay, like you said, with the women that you were helping. And it's often that, even in our journey, our ministry, if you will, we're giving so much energy and so much strength to others that we, and I make this my point, to take the advice that I give others so that I'm building myself up also. I'm not saying, okay, sister, be strong, and I'm praying for you. We, you know, and you pray for me, or, you know, I'm praying for myself, too, and I'm going to tell myself to be strong, too. I'm going to tell whatever I tell Sharon, Mae King, I'm going to tell Beverly Black, you know. And so that's how I keep myself in check, is to make sure that I'm also building myself up, because life is one of those things. And I too wrote my memoirs, so kudos to writing your memoirs and really taking the journey. And do you want to tell us anything about your public relations department and the work at Sane City Magazine as we continue to learn more about your literary journey?
You know what, Sane City Magazine, and I love Sandy, she's going to be on my show on October 25th. Sin City Magazine is based in New York and is currently on hold. Great magazine. We featured authors in there. At that time, I was PR for Sin City Magazine. And Sandeez Germain, she did my book cover for my autobiography. And it's just a phenomenal woman to work with, Sandeez Germain. As I mentioned, she's going to be on Sharon King Worldwide October 25th.
Mm-hmm.
The magazine is beautiful. What we did is we featured authors, their books. There was a different section for advertisement. Sin City did a lot of appearances in New York Fashion Week. And as of right mm-hmm. now, the magazine is currently on hold.
Okay.
You,
okay.
You will know when the magazine is back online, because it's also on Facebook. You can look for Sin City Magazine.
Well, you keep us posted as well, because, you know, that was one of the things that connected us, was social media. I would always see so much going on and so much favor and, you know, inspiration from you and your followers, people really loving the inspiration and you just getting that real social media buzz. So I know that I will see that there as well. So now, as a successful author, actress, producer, director, businesswoman, and speaker, but your biggest joy comes from being a mother. Prior to becoming a mother, where in the plethora of talents and gems that you have in your crown would you say you have the most passion for doing? Would it be producing, directing, speaking, author, you know, which would be your greatest passion among these things that you do so well?
You know what, I love all of them. I would basically mm-hmm. say mentoring and public speaking and directing. I'm a people person.
Mm-hmm.
I go in the room and I talk to everybody. I'm a people person. I love people. I love events. I love talking to people. That is my passion. You know, life is not about me. It's about my purpose. And talking to people, knowing who they are, getting a little intimate with them, you know, respectfully, and just getting to know them. I love that, because you never know your smile, what it could do to somebody else. And I love talking to people, you know, hello, how are you doing today? You know, we don't ask people, just say, hey, how are you? Nice meeting you. How are you doing today? You know, that is so important, because you never know what's going on in somebody's life. So we don't ask that question often. How are you? It's like, okay, I don't want to hear your problems. I don't want to know. But how are you? You know, you care a little bit. We just met. We're strangers. But how are you? You know, I love people. I love talking to people. I love motivating people. I love encouraging people, you know, because that was the hand I was given. And I had such great mentor. I have a great mentor in New York, beautiful woman. And she's been my mentor for over 20 years. And I love her to death.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Know,
congratulations for that relationship.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I love being around people, good people. I have my share. I have given my share also in life. So life is a give and take. So I love what I do. Mentoring, directing. I love directing. I love writing. I love producing. Mentoring is great. It's great to mentor women and just talk to them. And even men, I have the ability and the passion, and I was blessed to even mentor men. And that was so huge for me because I did not realize how much of an impact I had on some men with my posts of how I do on social media. You know, one thing you have to, can't sugarcoat, you should not, I won't say you can't, you shouldn't sugarcoat anything. This is what it is. This is life. This is what I have. It's like a hand. This is what I have in my hand. This is what I could afford. This is all I have. You know, you got to keep it real.
You're talking my language, queen.
I think that's why I connect with a lot of people, because I say a lot of things that people will be like, oh, my God, she's not ladylike. Oh, my God, I can't believe she just said that. But I'm not here to fit in anybody's circle. I'm here to fit in Sharon's world. It's Sharon's world, not your world. And you know, I do everything. I speak my truth. I speak what's on my mind. It might not come across the way you want it, hey, but I tell you how it is, you know?
I love it, but that's my language.
Yeah, I'm not, you know what, Beverly, to be honest with you, when I was younger, I was so timid. I took a lot. I never expressed myself. I was so afraid of hurting other people's feelings. As you get older, it is what it is. You got to talk. You got to say how you feel, what's on your mind, and get it over with, you know? You can't sugarcoat anything. This is not Willy Wonka Factory. This is life. So many things is going on. You just got to speak your truth and keep it moving, you know?
Well, being that you're Sharon Mae King and I'm Beverly Black, I know we did not grow up in the same household, but I'll bet you one thing, we feel the same way about what you just said, okay? If this were a post, my comment would be what she said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you are live on Tri-Family Channel's Literary Festival 2020 premiere, a September to remember, and in October like no other, because we're launching in September, but we will be going clear through October and touching on November. Sharon Mae King from SharonKingWorldwide.com is our premier guest today. Now, Sharon, on your literary journey, how many books do you have to your credit?
As of my credit right now, I have one. What's in the works? I have 12 children books.
There you go. You jarred my memory. I knew that there was another edition of your writing other than your memoirs, and it was the children's books. Tell us about what is happening in your children's series, because it is very important, like you said, in the beginning of the show. It is very important that we have a literature that speaks the truth to our children, that grooms them for the real world, and that speaks to the opportunities and the realities that they will encounter and, you know, have a viewpoint of in the world as we live it and see it. So what are you evoking to our children in your book series?
Well, my book series reflect on children of color. Let them know that there's nothing wrong with their skin color. You know, my children are mixed. So when my seven-year-old was growing up, he was like, well, what color am I? Am I white? Am I black? Children, that we are different shades of black, but you're still black, and black is beautiful. Teaching them that speaking properly doesn't mean that you're whitewashed. You know, people joke around a lot and say to children, you know, speaking proper English, you know, you're whitewashed, you shouldn't talk like that. That's wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a child of color speaking proper English. There's absolutely nothing wrong like that. So just motivating and encouraging children at an early age is so important so they don't lose their identity and try to be somebody else. This is who I am. I love the skin I am. I am smart. I am brilliant. I'm courageous. I could be anything I want to be when I grow up, anything I want to be. So it's so important for me working on these children books diligently and showing the little characters and doing stuff in details. I could be a little perfectionist sometimes. And making sure that, you know, my point get across to let these children know, hey, there's absolutely nothing wrong with my hair. There's nothing wrong with my skin color. There's nothing wrong with my beautiful eyes. There's nothing wrong with my smile. There's nothing wrong with me. I am who I am. And I am just fine being who I am. And I'm just beautiful in being who I am. You could be a doctor. You could be a nurse. You could be an attorney. You could be a judge. You could be whatever you want to be. But it's so important for me to put these children out and have little children as little character as these things, let them know you could be anything you want to be in this world.
Excuse me. And, you know, I really second that emotion because we have to encourage the youth that not only can they be anything that they want to be, but my mother insisted that we have proper command of the English language. This is what you're doing if you are speaking English. You are mastering the language, and there are so many stereotypes and slights that people will cast upon you as an individual that the best thing for anyone to do is to be their authentic selves. You know, make no apologies, make no mistakes. You could be starting a radio show and start coughing right in the middle of the show. You don't even have to apologize for that. Now, we know that was my problem in the beginning, but I'm just giving an example of being real, being transparent. Life happens. Be who you are in the moment, and you will have such a better time wrapped in the joy of being and allowing yourself the strength and the weakness, the ebb and the flow of being, like you said earlier, I'm human too. I make mistakes too. That is understanding that I am put here for a purpose, and my purpose is being perfected like the others. We're being perfected. We are not perfect. Now, on that note, we are live on Tribe Family Channel's Literary Festival 2020 premiere. I am Beverly Black, the creator and host, and my guest is Sharon May King, the CEO of Sharon King Worldwide. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back after this message.
I know building a website can be intimidating, but you need a place where your audience can connect with you. Instead of fighting with technology, try the easiest, most flexible website builder available. With templates for all types of websites, ranging from landing pages to e-commerce, Urban Book Editor's platform makes creating an author website quick and easy. Just add a section, upload your photos and videos, type your text, and you're in business. It couldn't be easier. And if you sign up for an annual plan, you can get 10% off the first year. Just use discount code FIRSTYEAR. That's 1-STYEAR. The number 1-STYEAR in all caps. Take advantage of the 14-day free trial. No credit card is needed. Visit urbanbookeditor.com and select Create your author website from the menu bar at the top of the page. No more struggling with technology. No more paying a small fortune to developers. Create beautiful websites without learning to code. Spend more time writing and less time worrying about your website. Just go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website. You'll see how easy it is to build a great website to showcase your work. Go to urbanbookeditor.com and select Create Your Author Website today.
Welcome back live on Tri-Family Channel's Literary Festival 2020 premiere, a September to remember and an October like no other. I'm Beverly Black, and I'm the creator and host. My guest today is Sharon May King, CEO of SharonKingWorldwide.com. Now, if I go to your website, Sharon King, Sharon May King at SharonKingWorldwide.com, what levels of services might an author take advantage of?
Right now, I have a book club. I currently have 9 authors on my book club. If you're interested in being a part of my book club, go ahead and email me. You could email me from my website. I also have an online adult and children bookstore. If you would like to be on my book, part of my online bookstore is $75 for the year, $125 for 2 years. Everything you could contact me is on my website. I get a direct email from any of my social media that I am on, and I will respond back to you.
What a wonderful offer and a way to get out there on your worldwide network. Like I said, we go back, and I'm telling you, your social media is off the chain. The people are really motivated by you, and they're moved to not only share or not only like what you're doing, but then to, in turn, reshare and tell others, and that's pretty much how people blow up. And so I encourage everyone, visit SharonKingWorldwide.com and blow up. Her book club makes it happen. So, Sharon, what we know that, you know, COVID has everyone on hold, not only Sing City Magazine, but what other events might we anticipate once the pandemic has lifted? Because everyone is on hold. But what are some of the things that are in the makings and on the forecast of events as it relates to the authors, the book clubs, the magazine, what you may have had to put on hold book tour-wise or whatever? What do you suppose will be, you know, given another launch?
My documentary. I'm working on my documentary. I changed the name of my documentary. The original name of my documentary was The Secret in Strong Women. I changed the name of the documentary. It's for women, African-American women, and mental health. That is my baby. That is my life. That is my heart. And that is what I'm currently working on. I love that. I also have a podcast on Anchor Podcast that you can listen
to
on Apple Podcasts and different things.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'd like to go back to what you said, what you love. I love that too. Your book that addresses mental health for women of color, and I think that that is very important what you're doing. Women of color have had to, for so long, be sidestepped and disregarded as someone that is having a moment that would require working through, talking through, and perhaps being mentored or even referred to counseling or therapy. We break too. However, the world doesn't treat us like that. The world treats us like we're supposed to carry it on our backs. But Sharon May King is here to change all of that. So make sure you go to SharonKingWorldwide.com and delve into the conversation. There's a contact button there where you can email her. Sharon, I want to give you kudos for addressing the stigma that we do not need emotional care as well, because it is not a weakness. It's something that is a strength if you're bold and courageous enough to recognize that, hey, I'm not Superwoman over here. Karen White said it best in her song, okay? I'm not your Superwoman, okay? Don't expect me to go flying through the air and carrying the world on my back and your world on my back and the children on my back and the job and the – no. See, we're not your Superwoman. So congratulations and kudos to that. Keep us abreast on your social media. And you were going to tell us about your podcast. So, yeah, congrats to all of that. I love
you know,
the innovation.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, tell us
you
about
know
it.
You know what? Before I get to the podcast, I'm so glad that you brought up that some more, because you also got to remember, women I have interviewed for my documentary, most of them said the same thing. This is not something we talk about in the family. This is not something we address. This is not something we want to bring shame to our family that, you know, there's mental health issues. So therefore, you have a generation of mental health problems. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And then it trickles to the mama, the daddy, and then it's just a repeat cycle of things that we don't take care of because we're ashamed to go to the hospital for therapy, for treatment. So I just hope and I pray to God with this documentary. I already started. It just brings more awareness that it is okay not to be okay. If you need help, please seek help. If you need therapy, if you need medication, whatever you need, seek help so that you don't bring that trauma to children that you're bringing into the world and then not addressing it. Everything has to stop with us. If we could just make ourselves better, that would be great.
If we could just make ourselves better, that would be great. Sharon May King, you all, here on Tri-Family Channel's Literary Festival 2020 premiere, a September to remember and an October like no other. You just said a mouthful, and I salute you again for what you're doing, because it is very important that we are able to give ourselves permission to say, hey, even if it's not as deep as us feeling like, okay, I want to go talk to someone, but give me the room to have a, you know, a moment where I may just want to go journal. I may want to get it out, you know. What we have to do is find some steps and approaches that work. We don't need to be on the phone saying, girl, you know what, and this and that, and to, you know, people that aren't in the solution. They could be revolving and in the generational stigma that you described, because when we don't have Big Mama, she's gone, long gone, and we are having generational gaps of intelligence and just being able to pass on sage wisdom, you know, the family structure, especially in the maternal line, becomes weaker and weaker because we're not bonding and healing, and in that circle, we don't have the family drumbeat to listen to. And to those who do, I love it and I salute you, queens, because I have had radio shows where one of my first radio shows for Women of Honor, all the sisters were talking about the aunts and the sisterhood and, you know, the circle, if you will, of women mentors and the influences. And so these are the positive gems, but not everyone has that. So we have to be okay with going get it out, counseling, mentoring, support groups, even if you have to start a support group. There is nothing wrong with being able to reach out and have help. And in these current times, we may feel inclined to take on a character of or a countenance of depression. People may have low spirits in these times. Reach out. There's Zoom calls, there's inboxing, emails, Messenger, there's SharonKingWorldwide.com, and you have a resource to reach out to. This woman is doing a documentary specifically for sisters. Now, I would like to say that whatever I can offer in that vein, please don't hesitate to reach out. I have overcome my own mountains I've had to climb, and like you said earlier, you do get to a point in time that you feel like, you know, I may have grown up feeling, you know, imbalanced or out of sorts, or, you know, had butterflies in my stomach or insecure, but as a grown woman, a good and grown woman, you've got to be able to take the truth, because it's not coming sugar-coated. I'm like you, Sharon. It's not coming sugar-coated. So thank you for what you're doing with your documentary. Now on to your podcast. Tell us about that. Yeah, I'm on point. I know where I'm at.
Thank you so much. You know what? I'm so excited about my podcast. I go on there every day, and I may not post a new podcast every day. I'm on Anchor Podcast, the Sharon King Worldwide Pod. You know, it is so refreshing to me when I go on there. My podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Breakers, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and TuneIn. And I go on there on my podcast, and I look at the analytical to see what country have joined. And I got to tell you, I'm just so excited. I went from only the United States was listening to my podcast. Now I have Pakistan, Ireland, Canada, Germany, Bermuda, United Arab Emirates, and now the United Kingdom. So I go on there a lot to see what country is listening to my podcast, and I am so – that makes me happy, because if I could make a difference in somebody's life, if I could put a smile on somebody's face, if I could help someone along the way, because people have helped me along the way, why not do that? Why not help them? That makes me so happy. I'm so happy for all of that. I'm so happy to be doing all of that. And my podcast, you could also listen to my podcast. It's linked to my website. There's tabs on my website that you could go through to see different things, and my podcast tab is on there where you could go straight to my podcast and listen to it.
Well, congratulations. Let's give you a big round of applause. Hey. Oh, my goodness. You know, Sharon, that sounds like something that you could help others do with podcasting consulting, is these layers and the many plethoras of streams and download companies that you can be heard through. That sounds like something that people would enjoy knowing as they grow their brands. But I will tell you this. Congratulations, Sharon King Worldwide. And I want to share a little story with you. When I've been on Blog Talk Radio since 2011, and I started with Lady Serenity, a.k.a. author Rachel Berry, rest in peace. She reached out to me to do an interview on her show. We had never heard, you know, cross paths before. And when I went on her show and when we began talking, we stayed connected, became sister friends for life. She went home to be with the Lord, and before she was called home, she made me get on my own network. She kicked me off her network, but she was still the host She was still the host of Gumbo for the Soul Radio. So had she not done that, I wouldn't be sitting here where I am today having, like you were just going over the joy of seeing the different countries and seeing where you're making a difference. And I went from Gumbo for the Soul Radio to Tribe Family Channel. And just watching, like you said, you start off with that flag in the United States. Well, the first person that flag represents is, you know, the blog talk host themselves. So I always felt like, oh, that's just me, you know, on the flag. But at the time, with having a child at home in school, and you have a child at home in school, right?
Yes, I have two.
All right. Well, watch what I give you if you're not already doing this. So when I started off and I was doing the same thing you were doing, I was looking at those maps and, oh, my goodness, I couldn't believe the impact, Sharon. So I just really could feel your joy when you're popping up here and here and here. And it's like, okay, for one, you already spoke it over yourself. You said Sharon King worldwide. So, yes, you're going worldwide, right? But then
yes.
When you actually see those places, guess what? Click on each place on that map, and it will open up. And my daughter and I use that as geography lessons, as a way to learn about those different countries and regions and their gross domestic product and their population and their history. So it's like a geography history lesson, you know, if you had the time and the interest. And we had both the time and the interest, and it was just absolutely fascinating. So I know how you felt and the joy that had to unfold seeing it pop up, seeing it's your footprint, it's your digital thumbprint making its way around the world. And so kudos to you for that. Now, shout out, with the few minutes that we have left, any last comments or thoughts that you would like for our listeners to know about Sharon King, Sharon May King, or Sharon King worldwide? What keeps you going? What is your mantra for life? And then tell us where, you know, our listeners can reach you, shout out everything all over again. But give us your mantra for living first and how you do what you do.
Paying it forward is so important to me. I mentor new authors and old authors and seasoned authors because what I've learned from experience of myself, you write a book, but you don't, when you write the book, you didn't figure, well, how am I going to market this book? How am I going to make that money that I spend to create this book and have this book online? What is my monthly income for this book? So I go and I mentor authors. I mentor them for life. I mentor them on how to market their book for free. They keep their money in their pocket and they do it for free. They just have to do the legwork. If that is something you're interested in, you could email me from my website at Sharon King Worldwide. If you're interested in being on my online bookstore for adults or children, it's $75 a year, $125 for 2 years. I want you to understand something. When you, as a new author, a new entrepreneur, you have to put in the legwork. You have to do research. Don't pay someone to do that for you because you don't know if they're doing it correct. You don't know if they're doing it wrong. You do it yourself. You learn from your mistakes. So when you're able to hire someone, you know what their rights and wrongs are. Stay focused. Your goal is to be successful and make a difference in someone's life. Stay focused. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. Life will happen. Children will happen. Things will go wrong. It's a part of life. Don't let it get the best of you. Learn from it and keep it moving. Because one thing with the universe, whenever you don't learn from your mistakes, it keep on happening over and over again until you get the message and you learn from what is going on. So it stop occurring over and over again. I wish you the best. I believe in you. I want you to believe in yourself. And I want you to remember, holding on to what was will not change what is. Let go. Just let it go. Life is not about you. It's about your purpose. Beverly, I just want to say thank you. I thank you, and I sincerely appreciate
wow.
you for having you on, my show, on your show.
I know you're an autopilot. Thank you for being on your show. Well, you know what? It felt good listening to you, girl. So you know you on that stage right then and there, and that was so inspiring. I mean, your words are very uplifting, powerful, encouraging, and I was sitting here listening like, ooh, so for a minute there, it did feel like your show, and you know what? It was an honor having you. The time just flew by, so we definitely have to have you come back, and I just want to really thank you for being my guest and helping us to launch the first show of the season. And of course, we're looking forward to others coming that are out of your cachet of authors, and I'm definitely going to support what you're doing. So in the near future, I will be subscribing Gumbo for the Soul Publications to your book club, my memoir, and also our 10th anniversary anthology. So I just want to let our listeners know that they can reach me at gumbofortheSoulInternational.com and Sharon, give everyone everything again where they can reach you on social media, on your website, your podcast. Tell them everything.
You can reach me on my website at SharonKingWorldwide.com. Sharon King Worldwide is one word. When you go to my website, it connects you to all my social media sites, my LinkedIn, my Instagram, my Facebook, my Anchor podcast. Everything is hooked up in my website. You could contact me there. So you could email me from my website. You could shop on my page. Any questions you have, email me. I will respond back to you.
Now, I definitely appreciate you, Queen. And again, you can reach me at gumbofortheSoulInternational.com and also through TribeFamilyChannel.com. Now, Sharon, I want to say from one queen to another, queens recognize queens. And sister, I really appreciate you. Your branding is no joke. She refused, ladies and gentlemen, to brand anything other than SharonKingWorldwide.com. Y'all better recognize, okay? Everything else is from there. You visit the parent company and you have reached the queen, okay? SharonKingWorldwide.com, y'all. So on the and you know, that's real talk, though. You don't brand anything other than yourselves. You don't start off with, oh, I'm over here on social media, this, that, and a third. You say who you are, where you are. So GumboForTheSoulInternational.com, y'all. But you can also follow the studio, blogtalkradio.com/GumboForTheSoul. And we do have several calls for submissions in effect, under development. So we're looking for writers, authors, sponsors, and you can run $50 ads and they will be there for the lifetime of the publications. Be sure to visit our anthologies under development, are Women of Honor, the second edition, under which Dave Chappelle's mother, Dr. Yvonne Sion, has penned the foreword. We also have the second edition of Men of Honor. We're focusing on health and wellness for men and women and heightening awareness on cancer-related illnesses for men and women. Also, suicide is not the answer. We all know that 22 military personnel plus commit suicide every day. Suicide is not the answer. There are other answers. There are other solutions, and we encourage you encourage you to reach out for whatever help you may need in these trying times. We know that it is frustrating, but we do want to encourage you that it's not over. So be encouraged. Stay blessed. Again, Sharon, it was so nice having you open up with our premiere, and thank you again, and we'll be talking soon, okay?
Thank you so much. I thank you, and I appreciate you, Queen. Thank you.
I appreciate you as well. God bless. This was Tribe Family Channel's Literary Festival 2020 premiere, a September to remember and an October like no other. And we'll be right back here next Monday, same Tribe Family Channel, same Tribe Family time. Peace.